Glorious Qadir, the greatest aid of Islam. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, dear listeners, and heartiest felicitations to you on the occasion of a very auspicious day, which marks the perfection of faith, completion of divine favors, and continuation of God-oriented leadership for mankind, as proclaimed by the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. It is the blessed 18th of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, when in the year 10 AH, while returning to Medina from his farewell Hajj pilgrimage in Mecca, the seal of messengers, on the express commandment of the Lord Most High, halted at the Qadir or Pant in the place called Khum near Juhfa to formally proclaim to a huge gathering of 120,000 pilgrims his dearest cousin and son-in-law, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, as vicegerent. The Islamic Republic of Iran every year celebrates the days preceding and following this greatest aid of Islam as the 10 days of velayat, or divinely designated leadership, with festivities throughout the country. And today, the capital, Tehran, is holding a 10-kilometer-long fair for all groups, ranging from children to the elderly, based on virtue and ethics. Before we present you an exclusive program on this occasion, here is an ayah of the Noble Quran. And amongst them, we appointed imams to guide the people by our command, when they had been patient and had conviction in our signs. Of God Almighty, leave no one in doubt that in Islam, the true leader is divinely designated. In other words, he is not elected, selected, or nominated by fallible humans. Heavenly scriptures and historical facts are replete with events of the life of the prophets of the past. How God entrusted them the mission to guide human societies, and how he chose for them suitable vicegerents. Thus, in view of these undeniable facts, the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah is that high watermark in history that drew the permanent line between faith and heresy by deciding once and for all the vital issue of leadership of mankind after Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. It was as decisive an event as the Almighty's commandment at the dawn of human creation, to the angels to prostrate to the newly created Adam, who was to become God's vicegerent on earth. The words of the Noble Quran are crystal clear. The angels obeyed the divine command, but Iblis refused and was damned till eternity as Satan, the outcast, who ever since continues to deceive and destroy all devilish elements among the children of Adam and Eve. The pagans, the heathens, the polytheists and heretics, the atheists, the blasphemers of sanctities, and all disbelievers, including modern-day agnostics who deny their own heavenly created progenitors on the satanic illusion that mankind evolved itself from apes or worms, have resorted to dissent and discord against the divine right of leadership. One such devilish design was the gathering at Saqifah Bani Sa'idain, Medina. No sooner had the Almighty's last and greatest messengers departed from the mortal world, the illogical assumption was that the Prophet's political heir should be chosen by the people themselves. What an erroneous idea! It was an implicit denial of not just the position of the prophet, who was an emissary of God, the omnipresent, and not someone elected, selected, or nominated by the idolatrous Arabs, but also a denial of God's authority, similar to Lucifer's refusal to prostrate to Adam. Saqifah may have created the greatest discord in Islam by deceiving the naive and the simple-minded, but it was never able to negate from minds the significance of the historic event of Qadir. So clear and in broad daylight was that occurrence that all authoritative works of the different denominations of Muslims, irrespective of their sectarian or jurisprudential beliefs, have recorded it without the least dispute. About the central figure of the day of Qadir, that is Imam Ali, peace upon him, who was groomed by the Prophet from childhood. Although some have tried to misinterpret the meaning of the words and purpose of the proclamation. For the believers, however, Qadir is the firm foundation of faith. As the Noble Quran says in the opening ayahs of Surah Najm, the Prophet never speaks, but it is revelation revealed. Thus, whatever the Prophet did throughout his life was in accordance with God's commandment on 18th of Dhul-Hajjah, as is supported by revelation of Ayah 67 of Surah Ma'idah, which reads, O Messenger, proclaim what has been revealed from your Lord. If you do not do it, then you have not discharged your mission, and Allah will protect you from the evil of people. As is clear, no prophet ever named his heir without divine commandment. Since the prophet is the emissary of God, his successor, whether a prophet or a wasi, that is, the vicegerent or testamentary legatee, should be appointed by God. That is the reason the Prophet of Islam had earlier spelt out the Hadith Thaqalain, saying in explicit words, I am leaving behind among you the two priceless things, the Book of Allah, the Noble Quran, and my progeny, the Ahlul Bayt. Hold fast to them, and you will never go astray. Thus, no revelation of the Ayah 67 of Surah Ma'idah, the Prophet ordered halt to the pilgrim caravan, and after all, 120,000 odd pilgrims had assembled in the Valley of Qom, by the spring or Qadir near Juhfa, he mounted the makeshift pulpit, and after a sermon that made the whole gathering acknowledge that he was superior to all of them, he lifted his dear cousin and son-in-law to declare those immortal words. Man kunto maula fahadha aliyun maula. This means, for whomever I am the authority, this Ali is his authority. The words of the Prophet are clear, and any dissent or dispute regarding their meaning or the position of Imam Ali, peace upon him, is nothing but devilish tendencies. For the successor of the Prophet should also be as pure and pristine as the Prophet, since it is against the principle of divine justice to allow persons who had spent the greater part of their life in idol worship and all other unprincipled ways to be leaders of mankind. Qadir is therefore the the greatest ever aid for the true believers, especially in view of Ayah 3 of Surah Ma'idah that was revealed after the Prophet's historic proclamation. Today I have perfected your faith for you, completed my favors upon you, and chosen Islam as your religion. The Prophet took oaths of allegiance to the Imam from the huge gathering, which had to stay 3 days at Qadir Khum to complete the formalities of Bay'at. He also instructed the Muslims to address Imam Ali, peace upon him, from now on as Amirul Mu'minin, or Commander of the Faithful. This is what Imamat, or divinely designated leadership, means. This is Islamic ideology in its most glorious way, which is based on firm principles and irrefutable arguments. We invite the entire role of Islam and all thinkers to this. The unity that the role of Islam needs today can be easily understood by contemplating on Quranic ayahs and truths, provided that thinkers and experts pursue such issues. The event of Qadir is thus a source of unity for the Islamic Ummah.